When you mention the Donnelly Group, it's a well-known brand here in downtown Vancouver. They own 11 pubs and restaurants here in the city, 5 more in Toronto as well, and of course the Barber & Co. barbershops and Bomber Brewing as well. The pub chain says it has filed for creditor protection to deal with pandemic-related debt. The news came today here in Vancouver. Joining me now to talk a little bit about the challenges before the company is Jeffrey Donnelly, CEO of the Donnelly Group. Jeffrey, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
I know it's not an easy day for you and the employees there at the Donnelly Group. Walk me through some of the challenges the organization's had to deal with.
It's not an easy day, but it's not a hard day. We were facing either closing, maybe half of our locations coming out of the pandemic, or keeping them open and sitting down with our lenders and coming to an agreement to restructure. And it was an easy decision for us. We decided to restructure the company, move in a stronger financial situation. And, the restaurant bar industry has got a bit of an uphill battle right now, and we need to be prepared for it. So we wanted to be proactive.
Mm-hmm. And have things turned around for the industry broadly at this point? Or as you're saying, there are still challenges before it?
Oh, yeah, not at all. I mean, it's right now we're in maybe the toughest time we've been in besides COVID. So we're dealing with everything from inflation, which everyone knows about, to 95% of businesses are coming up on balloon payments to landlords for arrears that haven't been paid through the pandemic time. We've had 3 minimum wage hikes during the pandemic, tax increases. I don't know if you saw the Board of Trade today is saying that taxes are coming down in our city in particular, harder than anywhere else in the country. And besides that, we've all taken on a lot of debt over this period to try to make it through. And in interest rates have skyrocketed.
Mm-hmm. So it's a perfect storm of all of that. I mean, Bridget Anderson was on the show a couple of hours ago talking about just exactly what you said. It is a perfect storm of financial challenges that you've been hit with.
That's right. Yeah. So I encourage my peers, and I've spoken to a lot of them, to do the same thing. We have to be proactive. Otherwise, we're going to see more lease signs coming up in the streets. And you see what's happening in areas like Gastown, or every second store seems to be for lease. And, the downtown's getting more, a little scarier every day. And the downtown business district's got only 50% of its workers back, and they're working hybrid hours. So we have to do something to, kind of keep these communities vibrant.
To your latter point, I was reading an article just the other day, and they were saying that in downtown Toronto, the average worker is returning to work about 2.6 days out of a week, so about half time. If this type of trend continues, even in downtown Vancouver, and it may be a little higher in downtown Vancouver, can these businesses stay afloat? A lot of these entertainment and customer-driven businesses.
Well, they'll have to change. They'll have to adapt. Something's got to give because rents aren't coming down. I don't know that Vancouver's coming back faster than Toronto, to be honest with you. We only operate in Vancouver and Toronto. Mm-hmm. And the downtown business core, anecdotally from our point of view, is better in Toronto.
Hmm. In regards to moving forward for you, are you an optimist that this is still temporary, that you can get back to where your business was pre-pandemic, or do you think there are some permanent headwinds, structural headwinds in society, in business, how people interact, how people spend their money? Are there some permanent structural challenges before you as somebody in the hospitality business?
Well, I have to be optimistic. We've noticed changes, absolutely. This inflation has already started to calm down, which means interest rates will go down. We think, you know, we're also a value brand, so we try to keep our prices, you know, a little bit below the Earls and the Cactus Clubs of the world. So, you know, we can't be charging $25 for a hamburger. But I think we'll see these trends, you know, level out a little bit. And, you know, we have to ride these waves over time, and this is one of them. I don't think that things are ever going to be the same as they were before. But to be honest, some of our businesses in some neighborhoods have been better than they were pre-pandemic. So there's certain neighborhoods that are going to get hurt, and inflation's going to hurt us for a little while. And a few of these, the payments and the balloons that are coming from the government are going to hurt. And we're going to have to hurdle paying our landlords arrears for the next year or two. But the businesses that survive, I think they're going to survive. And I've been doing this for 2 decades, and we've seen waves in the past. And 2008 was a good example. But, you know, this is one that we're going to have to get out of. And you're going to see this a lot. And I encourage all of my peers to be proactive and to concentrate on their business right now. And, you know, we've done things. You shorten hours. Maybe some places aren't opening for lunch. Maybe you're not staffing at the same levels that you were in the past. But I think this, you know, as they say, this too shall pass.
Mm-hmm. Final question to you now. A lot of businesses took loans from the government during COVID, the Canada Emergency Business Account or CEBA loans, which obviously they're to help companies bounce back from COVID-19 as well. Is that part of the lump sum payment that you're talking about? Because those loans have to be repaid by the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that should be extended. I think there's quite a few things that a lot of the industry associations would like to see put in place. That's one of them, you know, particularly because I don't think people know it, but most of the businesses are going to be hit with rent arrears from their landlords coming up. So that's a bigger one. So, yes, repaying these CEBA loans and not getting the discount if they, you know, or being penalized to repay them later is going to be an issue for people. Mm-hmm. The rent arrears is going to be an issue.
Jeffrey, it's been a challenging day, I'm sure, for all of you over there. I really appreciate you making time and talking about some of the challenges before the Donnelly Group, but many other people in the hospitality industry as well. Really appreciate you making time for us. All the best to you.
Yep, thanks for having me.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back, massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.